producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What a crazy week this is inside and outside of Washington. Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham in the wings. Justin, I guess there's a couple of really big things. Obviously, one of them is what's going on with Vladimir Putin and his now very chilly relationship with the United States. And the Malaysian airline being shot down. Still no movement with Russia claiming any kind of responsibility whatsoever, including arming the rebels at this point?
Exactly. And that really is, of course, raising quite a few eyebrows. In terms of what's going on with Vladimir Putin, he actually released a statement today, which the Kremlin translated into English, wherein he essentially called on the parties involved in the conflict to take a greater responsibility for the violence that ultimately led to the, passenger jet being shot down. This, of course, is a little bit puzzling considering Russia has not yet acknowledged any responsibility and seems to have actually taken steps, according to American intelligence, to conceal the fact that the plane was likely shot down using weaponry provided by the Russians. So this is, of course, very frustrating. Today we saw the president calling for Vladimir Putin to use his influence to ensure that the crash site is opened up to investigators. We also saw some pressure from the UN today, wherein the Security Council voted unanimously for the same goal. And that's something that Putin has paid lip service to, saying that it should be opened. But nevertheless, we see quite a bit of reluctance from the pro-Russian separatists.
Yeah. And of course, there's a lot of back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. But in many cases, they were on the same page. Somewhat, this was part of the Sunday, I call it the Sunday swirl, where it's the talking heads in politics commenting on whatever is the raging thing. And this is one of them. And the Democrat, many of the Democrats who spoke and the Republicans thought that Obama wasn't being hard enough on Putin and that he had to take a hard line. Is that still part of that conversation on Monday and kicking off the week?
It certainly is. That's sort of the response that we see whenever there's some kind of international crisis. There's always sort of the call from Congress to take a more strident tone. But what's really fascinating about this one is that we are seeing some pretty harsh rhetoric coming from Democrats as well. Senator Chris Murphy has been leading the charge on many fronts of this when it comes to Democrats, essentially saying that Putin, was involved in a terrorist attack through this, and whether or not, he ultimately bears the final blame for this, it's nevertheless his responsibility for what exactly happened here. And there are, continuing calls for a much stricter treatment. What that could look like, we're not necessarily sure. The president today, during an address on the South Lawn of the White House, said that the possibility of additional sanctions are out there, this, of course, would follow, the latest sort of round of sanctions that was, unveiled by the administration that includes targeted sanctions on large sections of the Russian economy.
Yeah, wow. All right, in the meantime, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, was going to Egypt to try to broker a deal as a ceasefire, really, between Hamas and Israel. What's the word on that?
There is not yet any definitive answer on what exactly is going to happen in this situation. The U.S. has sort of struck a familiar tone by calling for restraint on both sides, but that does not necessarily seem to be, heated. We know that the ground invasion has been significantly expanded by Israeli defense forces, and we know that the, movements on Hamas continue as well. So whether or not there's going to be a diplomatic solution to this remains to be seen. There's certainly a large level of doubt, nevertheless, this is certainly getting a lot of attention, not just on the U.S. side of things, but globally, as the U.N. is also taking a deep look at what exactly is going on here and whether or not any of these sides needs to make any drastic changes.
All right, closer to home, away from foreign affairs, is what's happening at the border. Rick Perry, all of a sudden, a lot of people think he may be running, trying to warm up the water, so to speak, for 2016, the governor of Texas, because he's not going to be the governor for very much longer. But he's saying, look, the National Guard has to be at the border, and I'm not going to just stand by. And this is on the heels of last week meeting with Obama. Do they take Perry seriously in D.C.?
You know, Rick Perry has sort of recovered a lot of his image from 2012. You know, there was a lot of sort of mumblings from behind the scenes on what exactly sort of tarnished his campaign. One of those was his deteriorating health. We know he had some significant back issues, and there was certainly some talk that maybe he had been under medication. In terms of what exactly this move means, this is pretty good news for Perry. He has a chance to sort of exert himself on the public sphere. And that's exactly what he's doing now. We heard today that he is planning on deploying up to 1,000 National Guardsmen on the border, which is a little bit interesting. Since last week, he called for the administration to send the National Guard, which, of course, raised a few eyebrows since he has the authority to do that as governor of Texas. And now it looks like that is actually going to be going through within a matter of days.
Yeah. The other thing is, this is kind of on the lighter side, but D.C. and statehood, what's the scoop on that?
Well, yeah, the president today appeared in D.C. and said, in fact, he is a resident of D.C. and would be open to statehood take place. You know, however, he did acknowledge that politically this is certainly tricky, and it's, you know, sort of something that we've heard from quite some time from quite a few politicians. There's been some negotiations in Congress in the past that have not necessarily worked out very well, such as you know, granting additional congressional representation to Utah in exchange for granting D.C. statehood, or at least giving them proper representation in Congress. And this, of course, is coming with the backdrop of decriminalization of marijuana taking place within the district, which a lot of people who control D.C. in the federal Congress have been pretty outspoken about and have tried to jam up to little effect.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Kate.
So in talking about Putin there and mixing in the Malaysian shot down airliner and now what's happened, the rebels not releasing the bodies initially and piling up the bodies and just really desecrating that crash site, making it really tough for anybody who would come in internationally to investigate it. Now they gave the Malaysian officials the black boxes, which we knew that was happening. It actually happened the other day, that were from the down flight days after the you know, jet crashed into the eastern Ukraine. Imagine the time that was lost there. It's a huge step forward, but there's still a lot of giant question marks hovering over this. I mean, are the black boxes going to really give them any kind of clues of what they're hoping they might get? And still, what about processing the victims of this? So many of them are kept in refrigerated train cars. And the biggest question of all over the entire mess is who brought the plane down officially? Who shot the missile? Come on, it's got to be the rebels, right? Armed by the Russians. But Russia still isn't saying anything, as we discussed there with Justin, though everybody seems to believe that it is absolutely the Russians who did this. And what a nightmare it's been for the Dutch, especially because the majority of the people on the plane were from the Netherlands. Wow. Stay with us. More to come here on this edition of America Tonight, including some secret cities from World War I. What's that all about? It will blow your mind next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You're going to love this and all those nooks and crannies. Dr. Jeff Guskey, who is a rural emergency room doctor, photographer, and what an extraordinary human being. He's the first person to document the underground cities buried beneath the World War I battlefield sites in France. Is that incredible? Discovering all kinds of soldiers' mementos and artwork. His photographs are going to be featured in the August National Geographic, and I today had a chance to go through with Dr. Guskey. I had a chance to go through with a little sneak preview several of those photographs that are in Dallas, Texas, and it was absolutely mind-blowing, I have to say. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be with you, Kate. Thank you.
So, you know, where do we begin? First of all, the very first thing I think anybody listening across the country would say to themselves, wow, how did he find these cities? How did this story unfold? So take us to France and what happened.
It's April 2012. I'm at the end of a long 6-week trip photographing the hidden world of World War I on the surface. The French Defense Ministry introduced me to local officials along the entire 450-mile Western Front. I met a young man who is the charge d'affaires for the UNESCO World Heritage Program in a rural area of France, and he grew up in this area. And unbeknownst to me, he took me to a very rural location We walk across a farm field, go up a hillside through brush, and finally we get to this mound, and we climb over the mound, and there is an underground city right before my eyes. The ceilings were 9 or 10 feet high, and it was wide. And inside that place was a virtual art museum on the walls. It was, even now when I think about it, it gives me chills.
Yeah, you know, when you say it's a virtual art museum, and I saw some of that, and it was incredible artwork, by the way, and had several meanings, a lot of the different things that we could talk about, and you took photographs of so many of the things there. But what drove the soldiers, do you think, to art in those cities?
Imagine a world that had become completely dehumanized, where your life could be gone, you know, in a split second, where you may see tens of thousands of your fellow soldiers die in a single day, where the destructive power of modern technology, all the things that make life in ordinary circumstances convenient and safe and wonderful and entertaining, had been turned against life. And this was the first modern mass destruction. So the part of the story that is all but unknown, even to the French, is that World War I was about much more than trenches. There were ancient rock quarries from which the stone for castles and cathedrals and fortresses was mined for centuries. These were large spaces, and these provided a shelter from the completely inhuman world on the surface of the earth. The soldiers would go down stairs into these underground cities. They started out just spaces. But the modern technology of the day, rail, telephones, electric lights, hospitals, they had offices, theaters, even street signs. They were cities, and they were converted very quickly. And these were modern people. So when I say modern people, they lived in high rises. They drove cars. They went to the movies. They went to work on subways, and they were inundated, just like we are, by modern media. Well, when the world turns inhuman, what do? They create this amazing art on the walls. And it's on all sides, whether it's German or French or American or Canadian or all the different factions, all the different countries. They did the same thing, and what they inscribed is not about war, but it's about the things that matter in life. It's about loved ones and families, girlfriends, and missing home. You know, there's one that is just, when I think about it, it is so emotional. It's and especially as an American, imagine a profile of an American face. And where the head or the brain is an American flag. And under the eye is a very large tear. And the soldier is missing home.
Mm. Wow, and there's so much you could interpret from so much of the art, I imagine, that you found, as you described, an art museum underground. And how easy was it to gain access to the sites? Was it pretty tough?
It varied. Sometimes it was easy. You just had to know, like this first place that I went, how to where the entrance was. All these places are on private land, by the way, and they're not authorized for access by outsiders. So and some of them are very dangerous. But the next day, he took me to a place that was a little more complicated. We had to climb down a series of two ladders down around 25 to 30 feet straight down into this narrow shaft. And then you're in a world, you know, where you can stand up. It's completely quiet. You're in a time capsule. And it's like 100 years ago is a day. And nothing has changed. It's eerie.
Boy, no kidding. And I can only imagine, as you said, you know, we're talking about farmlands, and these are private farms. So you probably had to get the people to trust you to be able to have access to some of the areas, correct?
That is exactly the case. These places have been known by local people for years because they're, you know, the farmers know what's under their land. So some people knew about some of the places. No one knew about all of the places. And what I was fortunate to experience is, first of all, whereas they might not talk to one another, you know, these are outside little villages that are very used to not having outsiders come in, and they like it that way. And also they revere the memory of World War I. It's almost sacred. So they want to protect these places from destruction and vandalism. But here I am, an American, very enthusiastic, and I was able to talk to people who don't talk to each other all along the Western Front. And beyond that, even though I don't speak French and most of the people I met did not speak English, there was a very warm feeling towards me as an American, because the role of America in World War I was very positive. And furthermore, it was about art. Even the most uneducated French people, all the way up to the most sophisticated, seemed to have an inherent sensitivity to beauty and art. And when they saw these images appearing on a screen that's attached to my tripod in black and white, picture this, we're underground in complete darkness, and they would often accompany me down. And it became a collaborative process where they couldn't speak English, but they could look at the screen and they could point out and say, oh, no, that's no way, that doesn't look good, or wow, that's amazing. You know, they didn't say it they said it maybe in their own language, but I knew what they were saying. We shared that experience of leaving a legacy together, and it bound us in almost a unity towards these places being around 100 years from now, preserving their memory for the future.
And Jeff, if people want to find out more about it, they can go to jeffguskey.com, right, and be involved.
They can go to jeffguskey.com, jeffguskey.com, and see these images online. They can go to Facebook at Hidden WWI for Roman numeral 1, Hidden WWI, where we're going to release a new photograph of this hidden world every day throughout the nearly 5 years of the 100-year anniversary of World War I.
Wow, absolutely amazing. What a story. Thanks, Jeff. Pick up the issue, August, National Geographic.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, What do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In
wow, absolutely incredible. And I had a chance, as I mentioned there, to go and see those photos with him and, you know, that he took. And let me tell you, it is unbelievable. These were thriving cities. They truly were, as he described them, and, you know, that had just a little bit of everything, including this amazing artwork, which will be featured in the August National Geographic. And I was just absolutely stunned by what we saw. You know, I had never heard anything about this, and as he said, you know, nobody knew much about it. And, of course, the French weren't telling people about it. The farmers, because on their land, the other part of this is they have lots and lots of mementos from the war, including some things like grenades and all kinds of munitions and things that they would worry about if people were traipsing around and trying to go down into these tunnels and whatnot, but they allowed him to document what was in, around, and beneath these incredible battlefield sites. And 2,000, he's got 2,000 photos of all these treasures. And it was great to get that sneak peek and have him take me through it and show me, you know, what it was like, and as he described, the world frozen in time. And one of the many pieces of art that he saw that they had drawn in the quarry had the Titanic on it. And the Titanic, of course, had sunk several years before because the carving said, "Liberty leaves the world." So that's how they were feeling, that all this technology had, were interpreting this, but probably had let them down. And you saw that the sinking of the Titanic, that's actually what the carving was. And it said September 1917, the soldier of the 278, and said the disasters of the 20th century and the son of my youth. And that's what you saw. And it was, I mean, like I said, absolutely incredible. It's almost tough to do it justice. If you go to my Facebook page, just Kate Delaney, if you go to that Facebook page, you'll see some of the photos. I published them. Also, you can go to his website, as we said, jeffguskey.com. And on his Facebook page, too, they're releasing one a day. So really cool. I'll be anxious to see what happens with this because, you know, what he wants to preserve it, as he's saying that that's the wish. But there's going to be, I think, a big demand for more information on it. And perhaps there's going to be some people that are really going to try to seek out where these underground cities were. And what a wild experience for him, and good for him that this doctor who gives so much back got a chance to find these buried cities of World War One hidden for a century beneath the French countryside. That's what you got to think about it. Wow. Beneath the French countryside. All right, speaking of hidden things in modern times, you know, I started off, and one of the things we mentioned and talked about from Washington was, okay, this whole reaction to the Malaysian crash and what Vladimir Putin has done and what he hasn't done. And you have the Dutch foreign minister who's saying that human remains were used in a political game. And you have the train that I described. It's got the bodies that's expected to arrive deeper into the Ukraine in a city there. And then, you know, just ultimately, the biggest question of all is the missile and tracing the missile back to the trigger. I mean, who pulled the trigger on this one? And by the way, the remains of 16 people still missing 4 days after that flight smashed down onto the ground. So there's bodies, and then there's body fragments that have been discovered. But what the rebels did, I think, was completely barbaric, how they handled the bodies. What an insult. And that just really has no place in what is a horrific thing. Because, as you can imagine, people just devastated beyond belief and wanting to bury whoever it is, their loved one. So, by the way, just to throw this in, the UN Security Council, for what it's worth, adopted a resolution demanding full access to the crash site and, of course, condemning the downing of the plane. It got unanimous approval. That's not a surprise. There's 15 members on the council. They got it. And that includes Russia. And they didn't specify who's responsible for the crash. We're still back at that same crossroads, that same question, because Russia blames the Ukraine. And pro-Russian rebels have denied responsibility for shooting down the plane. Or, you know, and so now the other part of it is they're talking about the fact that they say the plane, Russia is saying the plane was shot down with surface-to-air missiles, missile, or or it's a fighter jet situation. Just trace it. I mean, for goodness sake, just trace it. And then there's Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, who also blamed the Ukraine for the crash on Monday. But when asked about the recordings that show pro-Russian separatists talking about shooting down a plane, he says that if they did, it was an accident. Whoops. You mean you have audio of that? I changed my mind. Can we reverse my decision on this one? So it's terrible for any of the families, certainly. And the response is, I mean, the response has been ridiculous. from Russia. But, you know, what's the black box going to tell? You know, if this was, boom, all of a sudden the missile hits you, what are you going to get from the black box in that case? And the answer is a whole lot of nothing. That's what you're going to get. And then in the meantime, we have this situation in Gaza, you know, in the Gaza Strip, and Secretary of State Kerry frantically trying to cut some kind of a ceasefire deal in Egypt. And why do we care? Because we've got a lot invested in Israel, and certainly in what's happening with the Palestinians in Israel and Hamas. We sent $47 million in humanitarian aid to the Strip. Remember, there are people who are being used as human shields in this situation by the Hamas folks. And schools are, a school was ripped apart. Rockets were also found in a Gaza school. So there are all kinds of things that are happening. The more we dig, the more we start to find out, if we can have access to what we need to see. But this is a nightmare on top of a nightmare. And of course, our own woes continue at the border. It's you know, like the big three, where we have money, friends, blood, sweat, and tears in other lands, and certainly in our own. In our own land, the border towns are really starting to feel that strain. And people are up. There's an uprising. They're starting to swell. They're starting to, in numbers, they're starting to protest. And you got a backlash here. The pros and the cons, and it's not quite that simple. But let people come in, and it's humanitarian, and then other signs, go home and deport now and whatever. I mean, all kinds of action like that in several of the Texas border towns, but not just there. In some of the other places, they're trying to shift the human cargo. In other words, a lot of the kids, because where do you put them? You got to process them. You know, this is the United States. The biggest problem to me is these immigration judges. Okay, so you have to have a hearing. Well, then let's get to the hearing. How do we get to the hearing? We have to have more immigration judges. Well, let's get more immigration judges. Well, to get more immigration judges, you have to have money. So it's like, you know, the tail wagging the dog. We're going round and round in this same direction, and they've got to solve this. And it can't wait. The more we wait, week after week after week, the hearings back up, and then, of course, some will bolt and won't even go to a hearing. Which is why Senator John McCain had the crazy suggestion of the ankle monitoring, which would never work and is not going to happen, not in the situation of processing so many of these people. And the Border Patrol agents are just sick of it. And they're very sad by some of the terrible things that they're seeing with the kids themselves, the ones that are unaccompanied. The ones that they're trying to take care of, but they've sort of turned them into babysitters, and it's with a heavy heart that they have to go back on the line and do what they're trying to do, depending on the station of where they are on the border. And this is what happens when you don't have an overall strategy. Okay, this is what we're doing. Embrace it or not, this is what we're doing. So we need to have a system, a mechanism in here in the United States to process this. It was like the student visas. Oof. We issue all these student visas, but we have no idea. Well, what happens when they expire? We don't know. Now we know. Now it's a different scenario. But that has to happen as these summer vacations collide with what is a serious, serious crisis along our southern border. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Of course, you're always invited. 24/7, 855-266, Kate, 855-266-5283.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Couple of laps around this hour here on America Tonight as we plow through the week. And conspiracy theories abound about Russia and what happened there. And, you know, ultimately, the tragedy is the people who died, the victims. We always forget the victims. How about the victims in this and their families? I saw a shot today of the Dutch embassy in Moscow, and there were so many flowers. It was just amazing. It looked like an outdoor florist shop, actually. You know, people do that for memorials and whatever. We know, we've seen that. But I'm saying it was overwhelming, the amount that I saw. So there may be a connection to the people who have Dutch ties, but I'm thinking that's a lot of Russian people who feel badly, and they're leaving flowers at the embassy to say, geez, we feel bad. Boy, the things that we're hearing about how they're stacking up bodies and what's happened and all of that. And, you know, we're going to show you. and this is how we show it. So it's no surprise, you can pick any poll, but there's a lot of polls out about how do you view Russia now following this Malaysian airliner being brought down. And most Americans say Russia is directly or indirectly responsible. It doesn't take a genius to deduce that. But only 1 in 10 say the United States should take military action if there was clear evidence that Mother Russia is responsible for bringing down that Malaysian airliner. Only 1 in 10. I bet most in this audience would probably agree with that. The other part of this is 9 in 10 say that Moscow and pro-Russia rebels control the area where the flight crashed last week, will try to cover something up in an international investigation. And I agree. Why? We don't trust them. Because it's a wink-wink and we know what's really going on. So that was a CNN ORC poll, and there are several others out, and they pretty much say basically the same thing. And the who's to blame question, 56% of the public say it's likely the rebel groups launched the missile that brought down Flight 17. 24% believe it's somewhat likely, and only 1 in 7 think it's unlikely. And just over a third say Moscow is directly responsible for the disaster. Another 51 throw in, and they say Russia's indirectly responsible. So I bet most of us are on that page. But here's the upshot of this. It doesn't do anything for these families. I think the most disturbing thing is afterwards not allowing the investigators to go over the site, and also the way the bodies were processed. I mean, I just can't say that enough. I can only imagine, I have to be honest, the rage that I would feel. I'd be so enraged, I can't even imagine. If first you have to deal with the missile thing, and then you just want to get the body. You want the body back, period. All right, I thought we'd also mix in a couple of other odds and ends, things that you might have missed that flew a little bit under the radar. But normally this is not under the radar. And one of them is the name Lois Lerner. It's kind of like now synonymous with Lois Lane for a different reason, because I think there's something about her name that's what makes you think Lois Lane, Lois Lerner. But Lois Lerner is no Lois Lane. What's interesting is the three dreaded letters, the IRS. Now they're saying the emails still might exist. You're kidding. So they could have the missing emails. Because there was some testimony from one of the officials at the IRS saying that they might not have lost all those emails. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee suggested on Monday morning in a new transcript of these closed-door interviews that they're doing, because don't forget that's still going on, that the deputy associate, the chief counsel, Tom Kane, that's one of the people they talked to, Kane, who's responsible for coming up with the goods, the documents requested by Congress related to the past practice of targeting conservative groups, lo and behold, well, we might have those emails. I think we might be able to find them, which is what we were saying all along. Listen, if you're accused of something serious and the FBI comes in or there's a police investigation, they're going for your computer. What's the first thing they're doing? They're going for your computer. Remember the guy, sadly, in Atlanta who left his son in the hot car? And the kid died, and there were people that just were thought he was, they felt so bad for him. They thought it was just a weird accident, and they raised a bunch of money for him. And then, lo and behold, more details start to come out. What's one of the first things they did? They looked at his computer, and they found on the computer he was searching how long do you have to keep an animal in a car before it dies. It's not much of a stretch to make the leap that, okay, he was thinking about his son in the car, but regardless, that's the beauty of getting emails, somebody's computer, all that kind of stuff. So if there are ways to get backups after backups, it just seems odd that a place like the IRS wouldn't have some of these emails. Now it looks as though they're contradicting some claims that were made by the IRS commissioner, who told Congress last month that the emails were sent to, that her emails were sent to outside agencies, then they were lost when the hard drive crashed and the backup tapes were overwritten after 6 months. And now it looks as though there is a chance that they may have them. And Kane says that I don't know whether they are or they aren't. It's an issue that's being looked at. There's the possibility, talks about some other things that have happened, and that there's technical people who are delving further into finding the emails and the origination of it, rather, and whatnot. So maybe they end up finding them after all. Whoops. Oh, my gosh. We had them in a separate room. And this isn't good, because then this just proves the point of Daryl Issa going nuts over this kind of stuff. It's just more ammunition to say, listen, you know, he was like a dog with a bone, and sorry, Elijah Cummings and so many of the rest of you, but guess what? They bent the rules and we uncovered it. So you can claim politics, but we're in the right here. Because finally we have these lost emails. And maybe the hope is that it drags out long enough that people forget about it. That's like, wow, are we still in that email thing? Are we still talking about the IRS and tax exempt status? Are we still stuck there? I really think there'll be people that feel that way. But when you have something new where you have somebody in a closed door session saying there's this possibility that we may have them, that kind of opens the door, cracks the door open for, wait a second, not so fast here. And then we can go back and look and answer some of those questions that people keep asking about why was the decision made and how did certain people get shoved aside and, you know, was this a political thing? And I don't know that they'll get that from the email, but I think they'll certainly be able to trace back some of whose idea it was and things to look for that, you know, maybe just don't hold up to the litmus test of, yeah, I think you were targeting them. Or maybe not. Still might not find it. It is like the hidden treasure, isn't it? What an hour. Talk about hidden cities, miraculous, and hidden treasure of a different sort when it comes to these crazy emails. And how many committees does it take to find those stinking emails?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.